It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, guys, appreciate you listening. You know, you can find us on the Odyssey app, Google Play, Amazon, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Definitely appreciate you guys downloading. You can always go back and check out previous episodes. And speaking of previous episodes, I've had my guest I'm about to have on right now before, and that is the owner of DC Sports, Steve Grouse. Steve, thanks for coming on and joining me again on the podcast.
Thanks, King. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
I really appreciate it. You know, kind of some sad news, though, that we have you on this time around to update people on what's going on. If you haven't heard, Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights has, put out the official word that they're going to be closing down this summer in July. And of course, that affects you, DC Sports. You've been a staple in Macomb County and Metro Detroit with, you know, your store and all the signings and memorabilia and stuff you have. So, I mean, I got to ask you the first question right out the gate is, you know, let people know, what is DC Sports going to do come this summer?
Well, you know, we've been looking, but not really actively. And with the success of the Lions, which we talked about before, that kind of delayed us looking at something early this year, right? So we really started looking possibly in February. And then just like everyone else, we found out about 2-3 weeks ago that the mall is closing the end of June. And we had to vacate that would be our final day. So it was a shock. Basically the timing to, people, when you move your house, you sometimes plan it. And just imagine 28 years we've been in the mall to move all that product and to move the fixtures. And now we have to do it like in 2 months. So actually it's sad. It really hasn't, it yet, I think, you know, I'm going to walk it through the mall and say, well, this might be the last time I come through this door. It's the last time I walk down this hallway. You know, I just figured it out. I've been coming to this mall for 10,000 days. And I really think that's it's almost half my life. And it's really it's a shock. But it's been a great mall for us. It's been a great it's really built us up, along with 12 Oaks back in the day. And the reason I love the mall is because I was able to have these signings and the crowd would be inside the mall. So we didn't have to worry about the elements here in Michigan, you know. So that I'm going to miss that part. We have found a new place. It's right across the street on Shana Road. It was the old Pier 1 store. And the address is 44501. But it's so close, we even have the same mail lady. So we're okay.
Awesome. That's kind of breaking news. I know you guys just put it out as far as the time of this taping right now. So right. That you've got us found a spot. And the great news is it's right pretty much where you've always been, just across the street, across Shaner, like you said, right?
Right. Well, the key elements that we were looking for, a place maybe a little bit bigger than what we had, a place where we could do the signings, place for parking, exposure, and we wanted to stay in Macomb County, right in that Hall Road area, Hall Road to 23. That was kind of our footprint. Yeah. And this came in, and we looked at it before, and now with a deadline, we worked it. We actually signed the deal yesterday. So awesome. We're excited about it. There's going to be a lot of challenges, but I think everybody's that's collecting, thankful that we're going to be around. And we're still going to have our signings, and they may not all be in our store, but they'll be around Macomb County here.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you mentioned earlier, like we all knew that Lakeside Mall wasn't doing the best, and you knew that right. too. And we've spoken privately and on the podcast, but the timing of it was more sooner than expected, and you know, that's kind of caught you off guard a little bit. I know that, but like you said, maybe sometimes it puts a little pressure on you. So now you did went out and got the spot, and. Right. and you found something that's, like I said, it's close. And Lakeside, it's not, you know, that area that you mentioned, the corridor, the, you know, the, mm-hmm. the everything, it's actually going to be even more busy. It's visible. So this might be all in the end work out good for you guys.
Yeah, it might. You know, I think we're all a little resistant to change and, you know, the unknown, so to speak. But I think once we get in there, and I've got a great team that'll help me put it all together. And our target to open is somewhere around the early July. It may not be the first, but it'll be right around the first week of July.
So that's awesome. It's not going to be too much of a, you know, hey, you're going to be gone for a while. No, you're going to try to get back up and running as soon as possible, right?
Right. We have a lot of things to move, you know, the technology, the infrastructure has to, we have to move it all, the phones. But again, you know, with the July 4th week, the holiday there, we might wait till after that. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out, see how easy it is to move it across the street. But that's our plan right now.
All right. Yeah. And as always, people, check out their Facebook or their website. I'm sure you guys will be updating people as much as you can. And you, and even if they call in while you're still at Lakeside, you'll let them know anything that, you know, any updates, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, always could check it out with DetroitCitySports.com. They can always email us on Facebook. You know, definitely check it out.
So, yeah, it's nice that you're just moving across the street. Like I said, it's not too far. And you mentioned, though, you've been at Lakeside for almost 30 years. And I talked about this on the air. I'm going to already done it once. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bring my family and my little girls and walk the mall before they close it down completely, just and take some pictures. I grew up going to that mall as my mall. So did my wife. And so it's, of course, it's not the same as it was, you know, 20 years ago, but it's still, the soul is still there. You know what I mean? I mean, you know this more than me because you went there every day, like you said, 10,000 days and all that. It's kind of crazy that it's finally is coming to an end. And, but you were there so long and you said it's like moving or living in a house and moving a house. You, of course, you sold stuff. That's what you do. That's your business. But you also had to accumulate stuff in inventory. I mean, how much stuff did you, I mean, because you've, since you've been there till now, you've got more stuff, right?
And you know, I think the last few years, you know, like last year, we did 50 signings. So, you know, it's not when you make a commitment on an appearance, you're either doing a time deal or you're doing something that per piece. And sometimes you have to take an inventory position, which we've never been bashful on because we've always played it for the long term, whether it be the internet or some of the charity auctions we do. And so, yeah, we've accumulated a lot of merchandise and we'll find out the depth of that in about a couple weeks here shortly.
So, as with moving houses, like you brought up earlier, when you move, sometimes you got to move some stuff before you move to the new house. You guys are going to have a sale coming up June 1st, your kind of garage sale, you call it, right? Can you let the people know about the dates of that sale and what it kind of entails?
It's June 1st and 2nd. We're gonna have a garage sale. I think we're opening up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock that morning. We have a lot of merchandise. Again, some of the players that are no longer in a team, whether it be hockey or baseball, you know, football we're pretty current on, but then some of the programs and periodicals that we've had stashed away. From clothing, you know, it's kind of like spring cleaning that now is one day. So we have we've been fortunate. A couple doors over was a New Yorker company, and we're basically stocking that up with items that'll be on some clearance. So we have some great prices because our feeling today is, hey, we'd rather sell it than pack it up and move it.
Yeah, so great deals are to be. Yeah, great deals are to be had, people.
Yeah, some great deals to be had, and then. You know, we've had some success and fun with garage sales before. I think we've had one or two every year for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, since the kind of the tail end of the pandemic. And it's kind of worked out really good for us to move some merchandise. And it's fun because you do get a lot of people that line up for it, for sure.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, I mean, it's a great chance to get maybe something for your man cave, you know, or a gift or whatever, even if it's early, because it's, hey, get the deal now while you can stash it away for Christmas or a birthday or whatever you have an occasion you got coming up.
Yeah, because some of those players, you know, are, again, still popular. You know, we're going to have stuff for Tyler Bertuzzi, who's still playing well in the NHL, and who knows? He could be a wing again this fall. You never know, you know. But he's one of the players that's in there, Anthony Mantha, who we did a few signings with. There'll be some items signed by him, too.
So, I mean, when you go and look at something, like, you have so much inventory, like we said, and you accumulate so much stuff. Have you found something that you didn't remember you had or something really cool that, you know, I mean, have you – has that happened recently or before?
Well, yeah, it's definitely happened before. You know, back before we had a lot of storage, I remember one time I'm going through my basement in my older house and I come across 10, 16, 20 signed by Barry Sanders. And I don't know how they got there or when I put them there, but that was a find. And Sure enough, we'll find some items in the next few weeks as we're kind of digging through everything and cleaning out areas that we really never touch too much, because again, there's kind of a, you know, we have like three aisles and we go mostly down the first aisle, maybe the third aisle, but not too often down the middle aisle. And it's kind of our catch-all. So we'll probably come through some things. So I'll definitely let you know when we come across you might see it on our auction site or things like that.
Yeah. You guys open up through Memorial Weekend at all?
Yeah, we are, you know, limited hours where we're open up through the, we'll definitely be open. That's one thing about the mall. You're pretty much open 363 days a year, you know. And, you know, maybe we have that same, you know, we'll have a little bit more flexibility being out on our own in a strip mall. But, you know, our intention is to be open 7 days a week for sure.
So the stores that are left, I mean, have you talked to any of them or anybody, you know, like how they're taking it, even the anchor stores down there? Because I know a couple anchor stores are going to stay, right? Like,
well, as far as we know, the Macy's and the Penney's are going to stay. I don't know their long-term plan. I don't know if they're going to remodel, but, you know, I know much about them as I heard in the, you know, in the press release that they're staying. They're great locations, like you talked about earlier. You know, I would have sunk some, if I'm Macy's and Penny's, I'd take some money into it, because you got the traffic, you got the parking lot. And whatever they do with the mall, which will probably start next year in 2025, this is high price real estate. You know, it's, you know, whether they put condos here or even a hotel, some definitely need some eating establishments, because everything around this area, as you know, is doing very well. You know, the Chick-fil-A is doing well. The Outback's doing well.
For Steve, yeah, the people that maybe aren't from this area or don't come out here, like, it's not like there's not new businesses popping up. I feel like every other month, Steve, like you mentioned Chick-fil-A, and there was a Jollibee or a Mission Barbecue or a Shake Shack or whatever. I mean, it just keeps happening. I'm like, how much more stuff can they put over there? And the mall is the only thing that wasn't really getting, you know what I mean, getting more stores or whatever. So you're right, it is prime real estate, and then it's you know, it's business wise it's feasible, because there's more businesses opening up.
Yeah, you know, like the Toys R Us closed, and now the Wine World's over there, and it's in Total Wine, and they're doing, it's one of the biggest in Michigan, you know, it's always packed. So the money's here, the traffic's here, the location's here. So yeah, it's just going to be reinvented, you know. We're very happy. Now, he's talked about the other people that own, you know, the retail establishments. They're kind of grabbing for straws to see where they will go. A few of them have reached out to us to ask us where we're going, because, you know, the last few years we have been a destination here in the mall. You know, when some of the signings, just about a month ago, we had the 8 signings during the draft, and with the day we had St. Brown and Hutchinson, I believe there was about 1,500 to 2,000 people here. So, you know, and that's what we loved about the mall, is it was just a synergy of being in the mall, where you would have the JCPenney on one side, and back in the day, the Panera on the other side, and just the traffic and all that. We'll probably, you know, again, the malls are doing well. You know, I've been traveling to a lot of them looking for a spot, and Somerset's doing well. 12 Oaks is doing well. Even Macomb Mall is having a resurgence. So there's less retail, but the retail out there, I think those people have survived, and I think they're hopefully going to be here for a long run. So yeah, I hopefully these, you know, a lot of these people that are left here in the mall, a lot of the stores are independents. There's very few chains left. And if there's a chain store, they're rolling it maybe into another store. Some of them are going to Partridge Creek, you know, which is a nice ball. But again, we're in Michigan. I don't know how at Christmas sometimes that's probably one reason we weren't in Partridge Creek is because of the weather during the holidays, which is one of our busiest times.
So how's that going to affect your signings at the new location? Are you going to do all your signings there? Will you do some there? I mean, what's the plan with that? Because you're in a strip mall.
Yeah, I think that's developing. You know, I think we do have a bigger retail space so we can fit more people inside. That's one of the things we'll see of the traffic flow inside our store. And I think for some of our signings, especially here in the summer or early fall, we can have them outdoors. Have it at that store in the strip mall, but there may be some places like we just had a signing at Pavel Datsuk owns. Henrik Zetterberg owns a place called Smash Paddle, and it's a new enterprise, and it's on 14 Mile and Mound, and so we hosted a signing with him inside his own facility, and what was great about it. Is it had plenty of space. It's at 8 of these European paddleball courts. It's all glass. So, and it's new. And so everybody kind of enjoyed it once you're inside. And that may be a place we do some of the hockey players, you know, during the hockey season, which again, during the winter, fall and winter, maybe we have a player there that's or two. And because there was plenty of space, which is the number one thing for the signings. You got to have space.
Yeah. Okay. So as of right now, you've kind of taken a pause on the signings because of the move and everything like that. Right. You had a huge, you know, draft, like you mentioned, the draft week was crazy for you guys. You had a bunch of crazy signings in April and slowed down a little bit in May because of all this move and stuff you got to do. And there's another reason too, is that if you guys haven't heard, and if you guys listen to the podcast, you know this, but the Detroit Sports Spectacular is coming to town. It's a huge card show, a memorabilia show. There's going to be tons of signings there. Steve, you are involved with many of the signings, if not all of them. Can you explain your partnership with the Detroit Sports Spectacular that's happening in Novi and the signings that are going to be happening there?
Sure. Yeah, you know, Schwartz Sports, who does the runs, partners in one of the shows in Chicago, the Chicago Sports Spectacular, reached out to us a few months ago and said, hey, we're contemplating bringing a show here in Detroit. It's going to be June 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's at the Suburban Showplace. What do you think? Would you help us out? Would you help take the drops? Because we've had a relationship with them. We've done the Barry Sanders signings through them for over a decade. And yes, we did. And once we decided to do that, it was purposely the reason we backed off on the signings in May and June, bringing into our store, because if there was a player we were going to lock in, we would bring them to the show. And not knowing all the behind the scenes with the show. And right now they told us they'd have about 30 players, but right now it's almost 50 players coming into the show. And it's highlighted, 1984 reunion on Sunday, the 9th. So they have 13 players, including Kirk Gibson, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, the top three that are still living coming to that show. So it'll be great. They're offering that's on Sunday morning. They're offering a special package if you buy a super ticket, but yeah, it's going to be a great show on Saturday. Four of the current Tigers are coming. So Scooble, Green, Torkelson, they're coming along. Carpenter, they're going to come early because they have a game that afternoon late afternoon. So we got to get them out to that. And then Joe Montana's coming into town. So, and of course, Barry Sanders. And you know, if you haven't been to one of the signings with Barry, he's a prince of a guy. And you could probably bring him out every 3 months and he would draw well. And I think he's going to be the number one attraction, especially in that setting. And you've got hundreds of dealers coming from out of town. They're going to bring some items that haven't been shown at a show in Detroit. So I'm really excited about it. And then they've got a VIP package. They also got some free autographs they're giving away on Friday night. So again, it's June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Ben Wallace is going to be there on Sunday. You know, again, and you know, some of the collectors are saying, well, why not this player or why not that player? I really think they're smart, the people running the show, is that they're not loading it front end loading it with everybody, because then what do you do with year two? You know, so you never know what's going to be there in year two, but now they're getting a feel of the Detroit market. And if it's sustainable, then I think you'll see another, you know, bringing in some national people, but a good breadth of Detroit celebrities.
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of Detroit stuff. Like you mentioned, you got your hand in the 84 Tigers, a lot of those guys. So people are looking to finish their sets or pennants or balls or mitts or whatever. There's going to be a lot of 84 Tigers there. You mentioned Ben Wallace is one of the local guys, but there's also non-local guys, like you mentioned. You mentioned Joe Montana, but there's going to be Hall of Famers. I know, like Thurman Thomas, Andre Dawson. Yep. Those are, you know, obviously Hall of Famers. And then there's current Anthony Richardson is going to be there for the
right.
The
Anthony Richardson, which I think it's his first show because he didn't make the show that was in Chicago. So he's coming here. And then they have a lot of the people from the Michigan National Championship team. You know, I think Donovan Edwards is definitely going to light them up on Saturday. And they've got a good crowd of them, some on Friday and some on Saturday.
Yeah. And so, and then those are just the signings. And the show itself, though, is going to feature a bunch of cards, all the sports, four major sports, soccer, plus I believe Pokemon and, you know, TCG and all that stuff. It's going to be crazy. And if you don't even collect, I was telling people, because I had, you know, the people are from Detroit Sports Spectacular. Sure. It's still an event. It's still a cool thing to just go to and see and be a part
of. No, it is, because I think, you know, how big of the Comic Cons are here in Detroit. And that started out 20 some years ago, and it was that big a show. Well, now, you know, people line up for hours to get in, and it's sold out. I believe this has the potential to be here that same way. And so I think if someone wants to get on the ground floor and check it out and see, like I said, I think people are looking for things from a national level, whether it's cards or memorabilia on a national level. And honestly, Joe Montana, he might never come into a DC Sports or any other local store, but now he's coming to that show. So that's what one thing that show is bringing.
So when you see, like, you hold a lot of signings and all that stuff, of course, what's the most popular thing you see fans getting signed? Is it jerseys? Is it cards? Is it pictures? What do you see mostly? And what do you think is a good thing?
Well, I think it depends on the sport. It always depends on the sport and the amount of room someone has to display. I think if everyone that collects football would have their way, they'd all collect full-size helmets, right? Because they display so well. But you can't afford all those helmets because they're $200-some just for the helmet, maybe $300. And then you have to get the autograph. So because of space, that's my own collection too. I only have a few of the full size, but then I have minis because I can collect more of them. I think baseball, you stick with the baseballs. Jerseys are a great collectible, but I think the problem with jerseys is, again, you need to frame them. And then once they're framed, they take up a lot of room. And so I think people have, again, in my own experience in my house, is I only frame up the jerseys that I only collect the jerseys I'm going to frame up. So, but they look great. You know, we sell a lot of them at charity auctions. I think jerseys are the number one item we sell on charity auctions.
Have you seen over the years an increase in trading cards getting signed because of the popularity of that hobby? And, you know, of course, we just talked about the Sports Spectacular. That's a card show, you know. Have you just seen it more than ever, or is it just has always been the same?
Well, I think it's definitely increased. And I think people are focusing on the rookie cards of these players and these athletes. And that's why you see an inflated price of signing the rookie cards. You know, the Montana rookie card is there's a premium to have him sign at, but there's less of them out in the market. And that's one thing we've started to do with a lot of the players we've been bringing in is getting the rookie cards signed, and then we get them slabbed, you know, encased and graded.
Yeah.
So yes, to answer your question, there's a lot more of the rookie cards being signed. For sure.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, post pandemic, you know how the boom went for all that stuff, right? Especially in cards. And yeah, I just feel like I see it more in the card world all of a sudden that cards are getting signed at these signings, you know, whether you're doing them or somebody else, they're bringing out, you're right, they're bringing out the rookie cards.
Yeah. And I think that's the market's hot for that. And I think it will continue to stay strong in that. Sure.
Real quick, too, before I let you go, you mentioned an auction earlier. How's the auction going and how's that work out? How often do you do those?
Well, we do auction. We do a weekly auction every week. It starts like Thursday, Friday, and it ends on Sunday night. And you go to DetroitCitySports.com and click on weekly auction. And it's a great item. There's some key items in there. And it's basically pucks, baseballs, photos. But then our premium auction happens about once every month. And we're now into our almost 70th auction. And that has over 500 items in it. And those are mostly from people's collections. So the one that just is getting launched probably tomorrow is going to have some great items. It's got a Triple Crown signed ball. It's got a Mantle ball, a DiMaggio ball. It's got some really unique cards, because one of the collections we're selling now is a gentleman's card collection. And I think they're a little bit undervalued in our auction business, because most of our collectors are memorabilia collectors. So if you're a card collector, the premium auction, and you go to, I think it's one of the best we've had in 12 months, quite honestly, in a year. So again, DetroitCitySports.com, go down to premium auction. And there's always some bargains. When you have over 500 items, there's always something that goes a little undervalued. But then there's few key items, like in any auction, that two people are battling it, and they don't let, some of the people do not like losing that item, and they'll keep going, and it might go past midnight, and it ends at 5 o'clock. You know, that's when it auction's over, and it kind of goes into overtime.
Yeah.
But sometimes it goes for like 7 hours after.
Well, that's crazy. I actually, a good friend of mine did win an auction off your site, and I don't know how sneaky he got a good deal on it, he thought, but it was a Babe Ruth signed baseball. And he thought, I can't believe I got the price I got this for. In his mind, it snuck through the cracks a little bit, you know, like you said, because not everyone knows, or, you know, and it, maybe he was only bidding against one other guy that only had, you know, of course, he had his limits. So, and he said, he got that, and he's very grateful for that one.
Well, you know, I think just like anything else,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hometown guys seem to get a premium here. The Bob Proberts, the Konstantinov, those items that don't come off that often get a premium. But I think the Mantle ball always does well. This Triple Crown ball might go for a couple $1,000s, you know, because there's not that many of them out there, and it's in great shape. All of our items have third-party authentication, whether it's PSA, but mostly Beckett. When we get a collection for someone, we have it Becketed. They come in every 3 or 4 months, and that allows us that third-party authentication to know that it's authentic before we sell it around the country, for sure. Yeah, awesome. Some great items in the auction.
Yeah,
that's
check
fun.
It out.
Yeah, it's fun, but you know, I'll tell you, sometimes when we bag up these auctions after it's over, I go, how did I miss that item, you know, for my own collection?
Yeah, right.
Because there's so many.
That's awesome. That's part of the fun too, if you're a collector, is finding that item, you know, for a great deal, great value that, you know, other people might miss or whatever. So the hunt a lot of times is part of the fun.
Right. Now I see always behind you, they got the Jordan picture. There are some Jordan signed items in this auction coming up.
Oh, well, I got to definitely check it out then.
Yeah,
Jordan stuff,
that out.
You know, is what I do. Like, dude, that gets, that stuff get pretty pricey.
Yeah, it is. But again, if there's a couple items like that, or someone isn't watching it, I've heard from many collectors that they come in and go, I was watching that and I fell asleep, or I got distracted, or I was at a wedding, you know? So I always tell people, and I've told you before, put a max bid in, let the bidding go for you, you know, because you have kids, children, and you know, you got the family thing you're doing, and oh, I forgot to bid on that and it closed on me. So put the max bid in and then just have some fun with it.
Yeah, that's definitely happened to me before. Yeah, and if you just put in the bid that you're comfortable paying for it, then you'll be okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, this is what my absolute, like you said, max that I feel comfortable paying for this. Put it in, set it and forget it type thing. That way you don't miss out on it.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it. Steve Grouse, owner of DC Sports. Thanks for the update. Thanks for letting people know that you guys are still going to be around. I'll definitely come see you before you move anyways. So we'll see each other. You know, have a great summer. I'll see you at the Detroit Sports Spectacular as well.
Definitely stop on by. Our booth will be right by the Autograph Pavilion. So we have a corporate booth right up there. And I want to tell you, it's people like you that keep me in this business. Thank you.
Oh, and it's not me. It's you, man. So I appreciate you, Steve. Like I said, check out Steve's. They're on Facebook. Check out DC Sports, Detroit City Sports website. And he just mentioned they're going to be, they have a space over at the Detroit Sports Spectacular. So they'll have stuff for you to buy there. If you can't make it out to Lakeside Mall, he'll be at Novi. So check it out, man. Steve, thanks again. I appreciate it. And I always appreciate coming on the podcast. We'll do it again for sure.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. As always, guys, thanks for listening. If you miss any episodes, like I mentioned in the beginning, go back and you can listen to any episode that you've missed. And as always, keep collecting.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.